Hello.
Hey, Brenda, it's Forrest. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, have I caught you at a bad time, or is now a better time?
No, it's fine.
Okay, so you were talking with Linda when she called, and you gave her some information about your property, and I just wanted to, you know, have a quick conversation and, you know, see if we're a good fit.
Okay.
So you told her that it is vacant right now?
It is no house.
Oh, it's land.
She asked me how many bedrooms. I said there are no bedrooms. There is no house. It says water, electric, and septic on 8 acres.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what she asked me.
Okay. So if it had all that, there was a structure that got removed?
Correct. There's no structure.
Okay. What was on it, like a double wide or a traditional home or what?
Yes, double wide. It was a trailer.
Okay.
And it was only 3 acres, and I added more acreage to it to make it 8 acres.
Uh-huh.
And the property backs up to Mill Creek, which is at Zion's Crossroads.
Okay.
I mean Spring Creek, which is new
uh-huh.
subdivision stuff going on.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you have the property surrounding that, is what you're saying. And you carved off a little bit more.
Excuse me, say it again.
So you have some property surrounding it, and you carved off a little bit more to make it a bigger lot. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, to make it 8
okay.
acres. And they told me that it has 4 subdivisions. So I can build 4 houses on it. 2 acres per house.
Uh-huh.
That's what they told me.
That's
okay. What the county told me.
Right, right. I understand. Okay. And so another thing I heard you say, if I heard you say correctly, is you'd be willing to sell it for the right price. Is that what you said? Money talks.
Right. Money talks, right?
Okay. All right. Cool. So, obviously, you know, Linda reached out to you. So have you been, you know, pursuing selling this? Because it sounds like you've been doing a lot of work to get this ready to sell. Is it just now?
I've been doing this, but I have not I got to sell this. That's not the way it is. I don't have to sell
right.
anything.
Right.
I just cut out the cottage in 2 acres because I was going to sell that. So that left acreage to put to the other acreage to make it 8 acres. So, and that is why it wound up being that. I wasn't doing it to, like, get it ready to sell because I'm not going to do anything to it to sell it. It has electric and everything over there, and I do go over there. I let some campers go over there sometimes because it has everything, you know. But I haven't posted it to sell anywhere. Never. I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, somebody comes along and wants to buy it for the right money, of course I'll sell it.
No, I understand completely. Okay. And so if I was to type in the 3408 Columbia Road, Zion Crossroads, would it take me right to the piece of property?
It should take you right to the property.
Okay. Okay. And
see, it bothers me giving information to people because I'm like, the people you give the information to, are these people going to go down to the county and try to steal your property? You know, I hear that all the time.
Well, I can tell you this, that would never be me. We do business with people that want to do business with us. We run a pretty ethical business, in my humble opinion. So my company is Forest Buys Houses. I'm based out of Ashland. And, you know, we buy land and houses, and we do it at a fairly fairly high level. We make sure that, you know, we're transparent and you feel like, you know, you've gotten exactly what you want out of the solution that we provide. And if that's,
oh, I like this.
Yeah, but that's not
us. I didn't mean it like you was going to see somebody.
Well, you're right. There's a lot of people out there that are going to tell you what you want to hear, or they're going to go down to the courthouse and they're going to file a memorandum off, you know. And
yeah, I'm trying to take
your property. But we don't. I'm too busy. I'm too busy making deals with people.
I'm not with the county.
Yeah.
Kind of, how can I make sure this does not happen?
Well, so how something like that could happen, just to give you an idea, is let's just say that, you know, somebody went and, like, you know, squatted on your property and you didn't know about it. Let's say that you were out of state owner and somebody just put a trailer there because they knew that you had a well and a septic there, and you know, they could just hook something up pretty easily.
They just water's rights on that thing.
Yeah,
right?
So you know, I really don't know how somebody could do it, because I'm not in that business of screwing people. I'm just in the business of
I have a hard time, like, coming forward with information, because I'm like, how much information can I give without causing myself a problem?
Yeah, I understand.
It's just, you know, I paid for that property, then I paid for the property beside of it, and so I'm like, it doesn't cost me anything because it's clear deeded. But the thing is, you know, it's mine, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you just don't want to, like, give everything up your butt. But anyway, yes, if the right price is there, of course I'm going to sell it. For sure.
So you keep saying that, and so what, you know, what is it that you have in your head as to what you feel the right price is?
Well, I told her I wanted $180,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I'll have somebody else call you. And I said, well, don't come call me if, you know, we're really not talking business or something. I mean, because it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So, saying that, you know, there was an agreement on price, what else would you be looking for in a deal that makes sense to you?
What do you mean?
What else would you be looking for in a deal? Is it all about price? Is it about timing? Is it about, you know, you're looking
just
for...
Just about,
you know,
price, not about timing.
Okay. And so if somebody was to come to you with an offer that you'd accept, there's no other decision makers and no other thought you'd have to put into it. You just be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have no reason not to. There's no liens on the property.
Okay.
So,
and you're the sole decision maker?
Sole owner.
Okay.
Yep. I am.
Okay. Would it be okay if in the next few days, I've got a couple things going on in Louisa, which isn't that far away. Would it be okay just in the next few days I went and drove, you know, to the address?
Looked
and
at it? Yes,
looked at
you
it.
Can. Just drive down in there and look at it. Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. And then is there a lot of trees, or is it rather clear?
It's a lot of trees.
There's a lot of trees, okay.
Clearing for a house.
Uh-huh.
It has a trailer there and a camper. The camper is sitting there. All of that has to be moved.
Okay.
But,
can't be removed before the sale.
Of course.
Okay. Just asking.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Brenda, I really appreciate your time, and I know your time is valuable, so I'll let you go, and then I'm going to go take a look at it, and then I will follow up with you.
Call
beginning.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Call anytime.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.